Two more Collingwood town councillors will be trying to get re-elected in the fall municipal election. Steve Berman and Kathy Jeffrey filed their nomination papers with the clerk's office today, August 8. Both will be running for one of seven councillor seats. Jeffrey is currently completing her fourth term on council. She served as a councillor for terms beginning in 2003 and 2006. She ran unsuccessfully for mayor against Sandra Cooper in 2010, and came back to town hall as a councillor in 2014. She was re-elected in 2018. In her time on council, she has also been elected several times to the board of directors for the Federation of Canadian Municipalities. Berman is finishing his first term on council. He ran for council once unsuccessfully before being elected in 2018. With Berman and Jeffrey adding their names to the list, there are six people vying for seven seats on council with 11 days to go before nominations are closed. The councillor candidates include former councillor Ian Chadwick, current councillor Deb Doherty, local entrepreneur Brandon Houston, and former town staffer Chris Potts, in addition to Berman and Jeffrey. As of August 8, there are three candidates for mayor, two for deputy mayor, and four for the seven council seats available in the October 2022 municipal election. Current councillor Yvonne Hamlin, deputy mayor Marianne McLeod, and former councillor Norm Sandberg have all applied to run for mayor. Former councillor Tim Fryer and current councillor Bob Madigan will be running for the deputy mayor seat. Candidates for the school board trustee positions include Sean Cooper for local trustee on the Simcoe Muskoka Catholic District School Board, Mike Foley and Barbara Ann Smith, both of Wasaga Beach, for the Simcoe County District School Board, Eric LaPointe and Saveria Caruso for Conseil Scolaire Viamond, Claire Thibodeau for Conseil Scolaire Catholique Mon Avenir. Nominations for municipal election candidates opened May 2 and will close August 19. There is an online uncertified list of candidates, including their contact information, kept updated by the town's clerk services staff. The election will take place October 24, 2022.